It couldn't be a higher honor. I mean, working with the Dalai Lama, at least certainly as a physician and being chosen to be able to help, you know, assure him to be healthy and live a long, sweet life is kind of the biggest honor I've ever had. And it's a team effort. I'm one of a couple of doctors. His main doctor, Dr. Setan Sandoshang, is a Tibetan physician trained as a Western doctor and in Tibetan medicine. And then I'm really the contact person and the doctor who arranges all of his care when he's in the U.S., and it's wonderful. Makes me feel good.
How were you chosen?
I've been involved in Tibetan causes for many years. In 1981, when the Dalai Lama came to Madison to deliver some teachings, he actually stayed in our house for 2 weeks. So that in itself kind of is where it came from.
I imagine that must have been interesting, having him stay with you. I'm sure you learned a lot.
Oh, I learned a lot. And what we did was we opened our house, and we had three young children at the time, 4, 3, and 2. You know, when I think back to it, it's sort of an amazing guest to have.
So what's your relationship with him like? I mean, he's stayed in your house. You see him also professionally, though, covering his medical care. But I imagine that you're quite close.
Well, yes. He knows us, and he calls my wife and I his old friends. So it's really, it's very, very nice. And then the relationship when I'm a physician is a physician, and I get a chance to see him laugh. He laughs a lot, and I get a chance to hear him as he's teaching things.
What has he taught you?
Well, he's taught me to be more compassionate. That's always what goes on in the hurly-burly world of medicine when you're with patients. He's taught me even more to be there with every patient that I see and think about them in a very, very good way. And then he's taught me how to smile more. I smile anyway, but that, you know, it's not a puritanical rough and high road. The road to compassion and helping others is really an easy road. You just have to find your way on it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if you've had any experiences with him that have maybe surprised you.
Well, I had one interesting experience. I don't know if it was a surprise, but it was certainly very moving. So we're at Mayo Clinic, and he's given a lecture, and he's finished with the lecture, and he's walking out of Mayo, and I'm walking with him, and when we walk, he holds my hand, and we're walking to the clinic, and he stops, and there's a woman who is very pregnant. I mean, she looks like she's ready to deliver right away. She's standing there with her mother and with her sister, and he looks at her, and they sort of show recognition. They obviously know that this is the Dalai Lama looking, and he smiles and puts out his hand, and she smiles, and he touches her belly and goes around in a circle 3 times. His eyes are sort of closed in a meditative stance, and then smiles again, and she smiles, and off we go. And so while we're going off, I'm looking back at her, and I'm looking at this woman with her mother with her, obviously, and another woman who looks like her sister, and they're just talking. And you know that's going to be part of the family lore with the family. You know, you can just imagine, oh, when you were in my womb, the Dalai Lama blessed you, and that's why things have gone so well in your life. You just know that, and that's kind of one of the experiences that really stands out to me.
Yeah, that's a fun experience.
Absolutely. There was just all that cosmic energy that was just present, and everyone smiling and happy. It was just really, yeah, it was really very, very nice. And whenever he goes through the hospital, he stops because he walks through the hospital and clinics with people who are sick, and if they recognize him, he talks to them and gives them blessings and smiles, and that always makes them happy, and they always smile back, and you know that it's meaningful. And some people, when he does that too, they just cry. Their emotion just kind of rolls over. And that's such a rare thing for me to be able to see, certainly, because usually you don't get a chance to see it sort of in the background, you know, observe them and see what their reaction is. It's kind of neat.
I'm wondering, has he ever given you advice or helped you with something personal in your life? I mean, I don't want to delve into
yes,
if
yes,
it's
yes.
too personal.
Yes, yes,
but
yes. I remember when he stayed at our house, and we had 3 young kids, and I had a busy medical practice, and I'm on call every third night, and I'm delivering babies, and I just don't have very much time left. And I said, you know, I really don't make the time to meditate. You know, yeah, I don't want to use the excuse I don't have time, because we all have 10 minutes somewhere. And I said, I just don't make the time. And he said, that's okay. When you're with a patient, just be there. Just make yourself there. And that can be your meditation. And you've chosen an occupation where you can really help people. And because you can help people, just do it. And make sure your motivation is pure. It's right. You know, make sure your motivation is a good motivation. And that was the best advice he ever gave me. You know, and you know, when we get stressed out, and doctors get stressed out too, like everybody else, you know, that advice has always stuck with me to center me.
Yeah. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation. He's just, it sounds like someone that really has been a good person in your life. And
absolutely. A major influence, there is no doubt. He is right up there, you know, along with my mom and my dad and my wife and family as major influences in my life. No doubt about it. And he still is, because I still get a chance to see him. He's a wonderful person. And you don't want to miss a chance to see him speak if you have that opportunity. It's very, very moving and very touching.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time and your willingness. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And thanks very much. Bye-bye.